age three. It's a very lively issue, as you know. Harriet Harman, among others, is red hot on this subject. There's a campaign behind it. And then Rupert Murdoch, quite recently, responded to a reader on tweet who'd said, it's all last century. And he said, that's something to be considered. Suggested there could be a change. And the tweet also mentioned something about page three metamorphosizing itself into something closer to a display of fashionistas, a bit more fashion, less, as it were, soft porn from the critic's point of view. Is that what's going to happen? Or are you going to stand your ground? I think you're standing your ground.
I am, John. And, you know, and I think that it is a lively issue for people who don't buy the paper. And we've done the research, we've done the focus groups, and, you know, and in many ways listened to the campaigners to say, you know, what does it mean to our readers? And the result comes back a resounding keep it there, don't take it away. So yeah,
you've done your polls, your focus groups.
I'm making a paper for the readers. I'm not making it for Harriet Harman, although she's more than welcome to try it out. And, you know, they're the ones that matter to me.
What do your women readers say about it?
Well, that's the fascinating thing. We've done focus groups and we're kind of surprised at how vocal they are in support of it.
That's extraordinary. I mean, your polls tell you that your readers, you tell me, support page three. Your focus groups will tell you why they support page three. Yeah. What are you hearing?
It's don't mess with my paper. I'm not going to be told by anyone what should be in my paper.
Isn't that a surprising finding?
Well, yes, it was.
To you too?
They were more vocal than the men.
Yeah.
You'd
have expected then, David, the women to be more sceptical about the
absolutely.
Idea.
Yeah, that would be the normal. But then we live in a media bubble, so all I hear is people saying it's so last century, get rid of it.
Yeah.
But then when you go and speak to the real people, who are the ones who actually matter, they have a completely different view.
And what does it bring to our lives, page three? What does it add to our lives?
A smile. That's it. You know, and I look in the... you should finish reading The Sun with a smile on your face. Now, you may get that from page three. You may get it from the headline we write on page 39. But at the end of the day, it's all part of that mix that makes The Sun different from every other paper in the country.
This is going to sound like a question from a position of piety, and it's not meant to be. How would you feel if your daughter was a page three topless model? Would you be happy? Would you be cool with that?
Yeah. You know, I've never had any strong feelings. Breasts have always been a big part of our life. I think my mother had them, and my wife has them, and you know they're quite
widespread.
They are pretty commonplace.
Yeah, they're not often as on display quite as much as on page three.
I went on holiday and the beach was full of them. You know, I mean, you just can't avoid them these days.
Yeah, yeah. Harriet Harman is not going to like this. You realise that?
And.
I just wonder to what extent, I think you've answered my question, to what extent that disturbs you.
No, it really doesn't. I think there are much bigger issues in the world, and frankly, if page three is the root of all evil, then we're coming at it from the wrong place.
Yeah, page three, just as we speak, page three is covered up. The breasts are covered up.
Yeah.
Is that the way of the future? Are you going to become a little bit more modest about this without necessarily a grand declaration to that effect?
We make the paper on the material we have available every day. Now, today we had a fantastic set of Helen Flanagan pictures, which we decided to put across page two and three. They happen to be covered up. We've had Helen Flanagan topless in the past. You know, it makes no difference. Mm. I'd like to keep people guessing, keep them on their toes. It shouldn't be wallpaper. It should be something different every day.